were thinking about doing this, I would have been happy to make some curtains for you. A picture flashed through Anne's mind of petunias and paisley in varying shades of pink, yellow, and purple. Oh, you can't do everything for me, Tammy. Besides, I want to add a little of my own touch to the place. Your own touch? Really? Are you thinking about staying then? There was no mistaking the hope in her voice. No, Manhattan is my home. I'm just trying to spruce things up a little so the place will be ready when the time comes to list it. By then, they had entered the house. Since the bedroom furniture was squashed into the living room, there was very little open floor space. Just set the boxes anywhere you can find a spot. I think I'll go ahead and try this one over the kitchen sink, just to get an idea of how it will look. Oh, good! I'd love to see what you picked out. But aren't you going to repaint in here? Shouldn't you wait until after that? Yeah, I'm not actually going to hang it, just hold it up and make certain I like it. When she removed the semi-sheer white, tone-on-tone roller shade from the box, she heard Tammy gasp. She didn't turn, but went ahead and held it up to the window. She pulled the shade down and admired the nice, clean lines against the window. Much better than all that lacy stuff. What do you think?
They're nice.
Tammy's face belied the truth, but she wouldn't say anything. Anne knew she wouldn't. Well, are you ready to come be my Southern Belle for a few minutes? Why had she let Keith's sweetness guile her into agreeing to this? Best to get it over with. Sure, let's go. Keith was sitting at the kitchen table, his chin in his hand. After a big yawn, he said, "They look real pretty, Annie. I like 'em." That's why. How could anybody stand against that? Before she could think better of it, she bent down and hugged him. "It sure is good to have you around here, Keith. I don't know how I would have carried these things in by myself." He smiled and hugged her back. "I love you, Annie." In spite of every instinct inside her, she kissed him on the top of the head. "Me too." It was as close as she could come to saying the words. Tammy tried to keep a straight face when she looked up at Annie wearing the cream-colored lace-lined creation. For the most part, she had to keep her focus on the hem to accomplish this. If she looked up for very long, she started to get tickled. "Who uses all these dresses?" The tone of Annie's voice was as funny as her expression. "These are actually going to be sold at an auction they're having downtown to raise money for the Historic Foundation." "It's wiggle time! You like the wiggles, Annie?" Keith was standing by the television, where he'd just inserted a tape into the VCR, pointed excitedly at the four men in black pants and brightly coloured shirts. Anne looked at Tammy. "They're the Fab Four of the preschool set." She nodded toward Keith. "And Keith." Keith had extended both pointer fingers and was moving his hands in rapid circles. "It's wiggle time," he said again, bouncing in dysrhythmic time with the music.